This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. A growing trend in animal agriculture is the breeding of dairy cows with beef bulls to take advantage of desirable traits and provide added value for producers. We will hear more about the process from Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
The process of breeding dairy cows with beef bulls, also known as beef on dairy, can improve the value of the calf, says Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina.
Mixing those two types of genetics, so breeding our dairy cows to beef semen and actually producing a calf that is part beef and part dairy, and really improving the value of what that calf is, because it is going to specifically go into beef production as opposed to dairy production.
She says that research of beef on dairy focuses on bringing desirable beef cattle traits, such as less days on feed and more carcass yield, to dairy cows. Genther-Schroeder says that dairy cattle are traditionally half the value of beef steers. She explains the schedule for raising beef dairy cattle and meeting beef export requirements.
So we're really putting this calf into essentially what is our beef raising system. So we can actually, depending on how we feed them and how we manage them, we can certainly get them to harvest by 13 to 14 months of age, just like you would maybe a little bit longer than you would with a native beef steer. That's one of the things that bringing in beef genetics does, is it really reduces that days on feed and actually reduces the age at which that animal is ready for harvest.
Genther-Schroeder says that crossbreeding beef and dairy cows can produce animals with several desirable genetic traits.
What we're trying to do is add value to what would typically be just a dairy animal. We're trying to add beef value to that animal and actually produce good quality beef at the end. So we're taking what would typically be a milk-producing animal, but naturally we would produce Holstein beef. Holsteins don't fit as well into the beef production system as our typical beef animals would. So when we mix the genetics, we maintain really good things that come from the Holstein breed, which like marbling.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.